Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It is a fiery facepalm Friday. And you know what the most important word in that phrase is? Friday. I didn't even have to tell you that. You knew that. Even if you're just waking up in a total stupor, you knew Friday was the most critical point that I was making to start our final hour of the show. It's a holiday weekend as well. For some of you, it's probably a payday. It's a Friday. I know I'm so corny, but you know what? We have laughed my rear end off on the show. Chris and Dave, have either of you, I can't see Chris because he hides behind a computer screen, and then he's got an ugly Yankees hat on, so I don't want to look at him anyway. Yes, thank you for tipping the cap at me. It's better than pointing the finger at me. And so have either of you laughed like I have over Andrew Luck and Goofy and Kawhi? Anyone?
Oh, yeah. It's been, well, that's what we've been doing back here. We've just been comparing and contrasting all the different laughs.
Dave, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure Chris just admitted that he's not paying attention to the show, and instead he's just back there playing with audio cuts.
No. Chris is doing a great job, as always. Paying fully engaged.
What?
Absolutely.
The secret of getting
money is we are enjoying it.
You two are in cahoots back there. I do not trust either one of you.
I trust me.
I can see you, but only so much of what you're doing. But it's a Friday, so I don't give a crap. I do love the laughter, though. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boss, I was just kidding. I still give a crap for another hour about your radio network. Yay! We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I hope you have some fun holiday plans. We will be here on Sunday night into Monday, so you do not have to worry about missing us. And actually, there are a couple of cool things about working holidays. Number one cool thing is that the commute in and out of New York City is so much easier. And I know that's my problem, not yours, but thank you for caring. Second thing that's cool about working holidays is there's always something going on in sports. I mean, Memorial Day, unofficial start to the summer, there's a lot happening in sports. Well, Saturday night, either have the Raptors making their first ever NBA Finals, or we will have a Game 7 for the Bucks and the Raptors and the Eastern Conference title. So either way, we'll have some big stories and hoops to talk about. The NBA Finals don't start until Thursday, May 30th. The Stanley Cup Final begins on Monday, and so we'll have a bit of a preview there. Just a cool story for the St. Louis Blues, but also a great story and a unique journey for the Boston Bruins this year as well. I like the dynamic, though. The fact that these two teams come from completely different ends of the spectrum, that appeals to me. And so that'll be happening on Monday. We'll have that as part of our holiday as well. And it's awesome that very often on holidays you have new listeners because people are out of their routines. They're traveling. They're listening to the radio at different hours. Maybe they're staying awake longer, or they're getting up earlier depending on what they have planned for the holiday. And often we have extra affiliates who join us. So one example is AM 670, The Score in Chicago, very often carries the show on holidays. So hopefully we'll have Chicago, and it's got a massive stick. So it travels all over the place there, not just in the Chicago metro. So it'll be cool. It's going to be awesome to work on Sunday night. We get to be a little outside the box as well. I guess we started that on this show. But I hope you will join us at least for part of that holiday show. And maybe we'll do some kind of a summer theme, since that's what Memorial Day seems to signify to a lot of people, even at the same time having a tone of somber remembrance about it as well. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line, so you can dial us up if you too are a Torontonian who wants to complain about the Raptors not getting enough respect. Bring it. The Raptors have won three games in a row against a team that did not drop three games in a row all season. So that's impressive enough. But in the fourth quarter of last night's game, really, I could see the disparity between the experience that the Raptors have on their roster, guys who have won NBA championships, guys who've played on this stage before, versus the Bucks, who have one guy who's ever played in a conference final, one guy who's active, and that's George Hill. To me, the Bucks looked a little tight, like they were feeling the pressure, maybe nervous, maybe a little anxious. Those are all human emotions that can't be measured by analytics. And they had a huge lead early in this game, up by as many as 17. And so Toronto stabilized and put together an 18-2 run. I think that was in the second quarter, all in the second quarter. And then they really relied on the guys who could, A, keep them from turning the ball over, Kyle Lowry, B, score in those big moments, Kawhi Leonard, but also getting that bench production that the Bucks have not had. In the last two games, real big disparity between the bench contributions of the Raptors and those of the Bucks. And whatever it is about Fred VanVleet and not sleeping, he's probably excited about the birth of his little boy, but he's not slept. In fact, before we get to our first break, I want you to hear him describe his week. Because if you have kids, or you remember that time when you're becoming a parent for the first time, the second time, or those early stages, those early days, you can certainly identify. But he's killing it right now. Last couple of games, he's shooting the lights out, and he was a major piece of the Raptors' success in this game. Really, the ability to go to the hoop and draw fouls, make a few extra threes in the fourth quarter, not turn the ball over, as I mentioned, while there were miscues by the Bucks, and also rebounding. Now, rebounding is not proper rotation on the basketball. It's not getting a shooter's role. It's not about being in a rhythm. Rebounding is just putting in the work. It's just the hard work, the desire, the effort, the commitment, the discipline, and all of those things, the grit and the toughness as well. The Raptors showed in the fourth quarter where you didn't see that as much from the Bucks, and that gave the Raptors the edge in Milwaukee.
Picked off by Kawhi. Back to the Kawhi, scoops it up and in, and they get it to go. Kawhi Leonard with the finger roll, Iceman style. Raptors down one. Kawhi, step back triple. And it's in! Back-to-back triples for Kawhi. Back-to-back-to-back triples for the Raptors as Toronto has grabbed a four-point lead with 7:56 to go in the game. Gives up the pass to Kyle Lowry, who then finds Siakam wide open on the baseline, who dunks it down. The Raptors are 16 seconds away from taking Game 5 and a 3-2 series lead.
It's a great opportunity, you know. Like I said, this is what you work out for in the summer, is to win basketball games. You know, same mindset I've been having throughout the playoffs. Just, you know, come in, have fun, try to execute as best as I can, and play confident. And whatever happens after that is what happens. You know, and I know that I put the work in. I can live with the results because I'm having fun, and I'm putting my all out on the floor.
You know, he has been unbelievable in the playoffs with the Spurs as well, but, you know, you're not as close to it. You know, heck, you might not even have seen all the games or whatever, you know. But again, you know, I can only state that he's been really good, and it seems like he's I don't know, it doesn't look like there's, you know, he gets stronger as the fourth wears on.
So Nick Nurse obviously is familiar with Kawhi Leonard, because who's not? But now to see him up close and doing it in the uniform that you coach, I mean, he's returned to the level of one of the best two-way players in the game. And the way he's taken over in the playoffs, you can tell that he has been there before. His fourth 30-point game in this series alone, 35 points, career-high 9 assists for him and 7 rebounds. But as I mentioned, Fred VanVleet, he was money from off the bench. He came into the game. All 7 three-pointers that he hit were big for them. Again, they were trying to climb out of a hole early and then hold off the Bucks. And he finishes with 21 points, except listen to how he describes his week. Now, this is going back even to before his wife, is it wife or girlfriend? I'm actually sure. Please forgive me for not knowing that. Before she had the baby.
The due date was May 31st, so we knew that it would be close. We knew that it would be around this time, and my first daughter came 3 weeks early, so we were expecting it to be any day now, Monday morning. And I thought I had a nice day off at home in Toronto. I got the call that her water broke, and I started, you know, rumbling around trying to find if I could get on a plane. So made it to Rockford at about 3 p.m. and spent the day at the hospital, and baby boy came Monday night at 9:30. So, you know, doing through all that whole process, stay the night. If anybody has kids before, you know, getting discharged is a whole nother adventure, trying to leave the hospital. And so they were stuck up there for a while with the baby getting checked out, and I stayed Tuesday. I stayed in the morning, flew back, got to Toronto at 2 or 3, tried to take a little nap, and headed to the arena for game 4. And, you know, flew for game 4, flew back here yesterday, and I took a car down to Rockford yesterday night, and they were still in the hospital, so I spent the night at the hospital last night, and we're fortunate enough to get discharged this morning. So drove down to Milwaukee this afternoon and took another nap, if that's what you call it, and, you know, laced them up.
Nap here, nap there, lots of driving, lots of moving around, lots of flying, lots of baby time, lots of worrying about the rest of his family, and yet he has two great shooting performances, and that's also a major factor in why the Raptors bench has been better, more productive. We even had Mike Budenholzer calling out the Bucks bench and saying, hey, we need more from these guys and more from these guys, and yet they weren't able to deliver. Now, they didn't get as many minutes on the court either, and maybe that's a sign that Coach Bud is not respect is the wrong word, not trusting them quite as much in those critical moments. Certainly, too, the defense of Kawhi Leonard is bothering Giannis. There's no way that you can't watch these games and see how, really, it's Kawhi and Pascal Siakam, the two of them. And so he's been out of his rhythm. And while he's still a monster when he gets near the hoop, and he did make a couple of threes last night, this is not the same production that we saw from him a good portion of the year when he was just running wild. So that physical defense is also taking a toll. Toronto plays physically, and so the series is demanding a lot of both teams, which delights the Golden State Warriors to no end. Not sure if you heard the latest on Kevin Durant. There is a chance we could see Boogie Cousins. He just went through his first practice since that quad injury that he suffered back at the beginning of the playoffs. But as for KD, we're still waiting.
I had the update before it came out. So,
right.
Yeah. So nothing new to me. We've known all along. It's just how he responds. And so there's never been a point during this process where we've been able to say he's going to play on such and such date, and there still isn't. So just keep going, keep moving forward.
So for now, they've got no real update. He's not ready to play, period. And they will continue to hope for that. The owner of the Warriors is trying to remain confident and positive that KD will be back at some point during the NBA Finals, and certainly these 9 days off are helping, but he's not there yet. He's not practicing. So Boogie Cousins might be able to play at the start of the NBA Finals, though they haven't made that determination for sure. But for Kevin Durant, he's not going to be available at least at the start of that last series of the year. Oh, last series of the year. All right, it's a facepalm Friday, and Klay Thompson provided us with some worthy facepalm material. If you missed our earlier facepalm Friday exhibits, Well, you missed out on Andrew Luck and Tom Hanks meeting for the first time. We might have to bring that back because it's classic Andrew Luck. His laugh, there's no way it isn't completely real and authentic because that's just who he is. And also Josh Hart, who doesn't like 45-year-old guys telling him what to do, especially those who never played basketball themselves and don't have an athletic bone in his body. Oops. Hi, Frank Vogel. So we're having fun on this edition of the show because why not? It's a Friday. And you can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page, Things I Learned as well from watching the Bucks and the Raptors. Aaron Rodgers either can't or won't chug a beer. Do you think that's going to come up at the next OTA? Hey, Aaron Rodgers, can you actually chug a beer? What are the chances? I'd put money on that, and I'm not even a betting gal.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Freaky, frivolous, or flat-out flubbed.
Most valuable player means the player most valuable.
A look back on the frankly foolish feedback of the week. It's time for Facepalm Friday.
It is my favorite when athletes will tell you exactly how they feel. Now, there's not always a place for that. And certainly when it comes to criticizing someone in your own organization or expressing your displeasure with, say, a coach or something like that. I mean, we don't always get along all the time, even within our own family. So there are conflicts with coaches, with teammates inside your own locker room. Those are not ones that I think you need to air publicly. But when it comes to an athlete feeling like he's been disrespected and opening up his mouth and saying so, I'm all for that. If you're talking about you and how you've been treated, then bring it. And Klay Thompson had the best eye roll on the planet when a reporter, of course, the reporter went trotting up to him to let him know that he did not get named to any of the all-NBA teams. And those were announced on Thursday. It's weird how the NBA does its awards, right? They kind of drop it into the various rounds of the playoffs. It's almost, I know we haven't heard MVP yet or anything, but it's almost like they're getting completely dwarfed by the playoffs. I'm not sure why they do it that way. Anyway, Klay did not make the all-NBA team, any of them. And so he was left off first team, second team, third team. And so a reporter goes trotting up to him and says, hey, did you know you got left off the all-NBA teams? And if producer Chris would find the video, it's great. The eye roll, it's so exaggerated. It's not just an eye roll. It's like an eye roll with a body English to go along with it. And then, you know, of course, they keep asking him how he feels about it. Because if you get named to the NBA, all-NBA teams, there's a monetary bonus that comes with it, or you have the ability to earn more money in your contract. So it's actually an honor that comes with financial compensation when you're up for a deal. Anyway, he did not hold back in talking about how he feels and also doing the Klay Thompson mic drop.
I mean, that's cool and all, but like, when you go to five straight finals, I respect those guys, but holy, when you go to five straight, I mean, it takes more than just a couple of NBA guys. It's like an all-time team, but whatever. That's not. I'd rather win a championship than be third team All-NBA, so it's all good. Do I think there's that many guards better than me in the league? No, but that's the reason why we're still playing, so I don't even want to get into it, honestly.
Like, how are you able to roll that off your back, given, I mean, there's money implications?
Rings.
There's the mic drop. Rings. The eye roll is classic, though, so check that out. Chris just tweeted the video. This was all the rage on Thursday on social media. In fact, I think it got more play than the names of the guys who are actually on the All-NBA teams.
Rings.
But it's a perfect hashtag Facepalm Friday that he's actually delivering to those people who left him off the All-NBA team.
And hashtag Facepalm Friday.
Are there that many guards in the NBA who are better than me? Nope. But I'd rather win NBA championships than make All-NBA teams. So
how about no?
How about rings? Uh-huh. How many views did you say it got on social media?
$3.5 million.
$3.5 million. This is what we do with our time in the United States of America and beyond. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Hi, Andrew Bogish. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. Did anybody ambush you today with nudity or other forms of profanity?
Thank
you're
heavens.
Good? Okay.
No, I think I'm okay. However.
Uh-oh.
There is an Andrew Luck laughing moment that I can't get out of my head.
Good.
This is how I feel like we should brighten up your morning.
Please.
With Andrew Luck laughing. Have you seen the exchange between him and Tom Hanks?
I have not.
All right, so he met Tom Hanks for the first time. Truth be told, if I met Tom Hanks for the first time, because he's my favorite actor of all time, mm-hmm. I would probably guffaw like an idiot as well. I would totally be a dope. But this is actually Andrew Luck. This is what he does. He comes across very authentic all the time. So this was a bit of their meeting at Colts practice.
You like living here?
It's awesome.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love watching you play.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I really enjoy it.
So where do you appreciate it.
How often have you suffered because of your last name? I'm guessing for the moment you said, what, Pop Warner football?
It goes both ways.
Yeah, yeah.
It does. Here's a pen.
Oh, here's one.
But it's good.
All right.
Basically, in sports, you get made fun of for everything. Well, it doesn't matter what it is. You build skin like an armadillo, as an old coach used to say.
Will you study like the social media after the game?
No. I stay off of social media.
That is...
I'm just a little too old for social media, I feel.
The secret of getting on this world is to ignore anything they say about you.
It's gospel. Right. Now we'll do a handshake. Are you into the hand? No.
What is that?
No. A handshake picture like coach's camp?
So the caption will be, Andrew and Tom simulate shaking hands and meeting for the first time. The secret of getting on this
I mean, that's a world record for nerdy white guys hanging out.
Oh, it's so great. And there are a couple of things that I love. First of all, he said skin like an armadillo to Tom Hanks. I mean, that might be a Texas thing. He did spend his high school years in Texas. But the laugh. So good. I can do that one better than I can do the Kawhi Leonard
imitation. Living here? That was Tom Hanks' opener question
to
Andrew Luck?
I don't think this was the whole exchange. I could be wrong. And then in the middle, this little kid's like, hey, can you sign my hat?
Man.
No, so come on. The laugh is just, who does it remind you of?
Andrew Luck.
No, can you?
I mean, the goofy voice forever.
How about? Do your kids love Disney characters?
I love Goofy.
Oh, okay. Well, we kind of think Andrew Luck and Goofy, we play them together. Andrew Luck and Goofy.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. It's not creepy like Kawhi's. Kawhi's makes my armadillo skin still crawl.
Oh.
This is at least, humorous.
It is. It's so exactly what I would do if I met Tom Hanks, except this is Andrew Luck, so he doesn't really care. He's too old for social media, by the way. Isn't Andrew Luck all of 30? Or something like that.
If he's too old for social media, then you and I are in trouble.
So, yeah, Goofy and Andrew Luck are now forever tied in my brain. It's a scary place to be.
Armadillo.
The secret of getting money in this world is to ignore.
And I'm out of control beard, Andrew Luck.
I mean, thank God he can throw a football.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, you don't think he'd have a future as a comedian?
Oh, no, I don't. No.
I'm telling you, that Captain Andrew Luck account on Twitter is his. It's his burner account. Just wait until he retires and he tells everyone that was his burner.
I mean, that would be one of the greatest reveals of all time.
Wouldn't it?
Because nothing about him that we know publicly would lead you to believe that he'd be capable of any of those tweets.
Hey. He could be the funniest guy in the room.
Maybe.
I mean, he's Stanford educated. He could be pulling a ruse on all of us.
Yeah, I mean, if that was like a science account or, some kind of mathematical formula account, then I might believe it more. But straight comedy and sarcasm, not from that dude.
Not as far as you know.
No.
He also has a Book of the Month Club. How about that?
That makes sense.
That does make sense. But I'm telling you, it's his alter ego. It's him, and it's just he doesn't want anyone to know. He's saving it. It'd be the grandest scheme of all time.
I'd be impressed.
I would, too. That account is hysterical. Maybe he does write his mom those letters.
Dear mother.
My sidearm. Yeah. It's glorious. All right. It's almost the holiday weekend. Are you here on Monday morning?
I am here on Monday morning.
Yes, come join the party. There won't be any marshmallows.
Good. Will there be any form of a party?
I don't know. Should we have some food? I always am good for food.
I mean,
you eat weird. You eat different things than we do at these hours.
Is that true?
Like, we bring chocolate and cookies and.
I like food.
I've never turned down a dessert opportunity that you guys have provided. I had one of those, you know, brownie bite things the other day, and I've had cupcakes and cookies. There was one time where I didn't want, like, chili at 5 in the morning,
what?
But that made a little
the
sense.
Best.
But baked goods?
Well, I'm going to be grilling steak on Sunday, so potentially I could bring you some leftover
like
beef. What? I feel like you're going to be grilling stuff, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Yeah. It's a holiday
I'm
weekend.
Not cooking it, just grilling it.
We're going to have fun here on the holiday when the boss isn't listening. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Here's our latest sports update. Here's Andrew. Oh, no, not Andrew Luck. Andrew Bogus. If you could have his
Shel
money.
Shel Silverstein's Where the Sidewalk Ends. I'm sure a lot of people recognize this iconic cover and recognize a bunch of the poems in here.
Oh, I love him.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
And the 0-1 pitch, a blast to left field and deep. Back it goes. Deep it goes and gone. Long home run for Jonathan Schoop. Way up into the seats and left, traveled beyond both bullpens, and the Twins have a 4-0 lead in the second. Again, the 0-2 pitch, a swing and a drive, right center field, that's hit deep. Goodwin going back, he's in the wall, that ball is gone. Scope sends one high and deep to right center field, that is back towards the seats, and that is going to be gone. The Twins go back to back and now have a 12-2 lead, 6 home runs today.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Minnesota Twins, they have pulled themselves out of that stretch in which fans were more likely to hide their heads behind paper bags or in paper bags. I guess not behind, because that's not very effective. But for a few years, it was bleak with the Twins. And then last year, we saw the signs of life. And now this is a team that is not only above 500, but it's got one of the best records in Major League Baseball. And they are pounding the snot out of the ball. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Corey Provis with the call on the Twins Radio Network. So how about this? I love this kind of stuff. Nerdy numbers as we head up toward the top of the hour. The Twins go deep 8 times in this game, but it's not even the first time this season they've hit 8 home runs in one game. They also did it against, I'll give you one guess. Either one of you, considering the climate of Major League Baseball right now, either one of you want to take a wild guess at the other team that gave up 8 home runs to the Twins this season. I feel like this should be a slam dunk. Come on. What did we talk about in the last couple days? The team that has set a record for giving up 100 home runs faster than any other
Orioles.
Team. Yes, the Orioles, of course. Of course it was the Orioles. So yes, the Twins twice this season have hit at least 8 home runs. Well, they've hit 8. They've hit 8 home runs in a game. And there's only one other team in baseball history who's ever done that. And it's so early in the season. So yeah, the Twins are pounding the ball. And they've got a bunch of different guys who are hitting it out of the park, too. They're tied for second most home runs through a team's first 50 games in baseball history. And so right now, they're joining that parade, watching the baseballs fly out of the park. And they're not even playing as many games against the Orioles as the Yankees are. I know with Memorial Day being kind of the unofficial start to summer, while we're not done with the winter sports yet in hoops and hockey, we're getting to the point where it's going to be all about the baseball. And then some football OTAs, a little golf, a little tennis, of course. But in terms of the four major professional sports being in season, it's the boys of summer. So it's kind of a good precursor this weekend. And the top teams in the American League have set a pretty blistering pace. The Yankees, the Twins, the Astros right now, all leading their respective divisions. Dodgers, too. They've come out of the gate like a house on fire in 2019. And so it's going to be fun to see how these races unfold and develop over the course of the summer. But We're getting there. It seems weird to be talking about summer when my heat was just on about 8-9 days ago. But it's not on anymore. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. I've got a question I have to ask the guys before we get to the weekend. I cannot forget again. But first, let's talk to Adam, who's in Green Bay. Adam, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how's it going, Amy?
Good.
All right, awesome. Hey, I am excited to talk to you because of the fact that I never get to go and listen after Pharrell because I got to work in the morning. So, so I'm excited to talk to you today.
Sweet.
It's my day off.
Oh,
so I want to talk to you first about the goofy thing. You made me happy because I'm a Bucks fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed something to laugh about. So.
Oh, that
so
makes
as far
sense.
As that, yeah. But I do want to ask you, what do you think about that Drake guy?
That Drake guy.
Doing all that stuff. In,
yeah, no, I talk about Drake. Goofy. I think it's goofy. I get that he is tied to the team in some ambassador role, but it doesn't mean he needs to parade up and down the sidelines and make contact with a coach. I think if Nick Nurse were a... Could you imagine that happening with Greg Popovich? Just out of curiosity. Bill Belichick, like, could you imagine? Anyway, if Nick Nurse were maybe a different personality, I'm not sure it would be. Although, let's be honest, Drake probably has more clout in Toronto than pretty much anybody else in the city. I mean, he definitely is more well-known than Nick Nurse. Kawhi Leonard may rival him, but I don't even know that. I mean, Kawhi is a relatively quiet, introverted personality, except for when he's on the basketball court. And certainly he's one of the NBA's best players. But in terms of popularity and name recognition, Drake might have it on him, too. So, yeah, maybe you don't mess with Drake in Toronto. Maybe that's the deal, Adam.
But what do you think, though? Can I ask you this, though? Who do you think, like, would be the first team in Green Bay, I'm a big Wisconsin person.
Okay.
That's going to win a championship first. The Bucks,
oh, gosh.
Packers, or the Brewers?
Well, considering that the Bucks still have that potential, I mean, they certainly are a team that is very much alive. I don't know that you... I mean, if you think about it, they haven't dropped three games in a row all season until these last three games. And I know that the Raptors... are playing kind of a grittier, tougher brand of basketball, and certainly that experience is showing through. But maybe the backs against the wall for the Bucks is going to bring out the best in them. As Giannis says, they're not going to fold. They have the tools. I mean, and it's just a matter of them being able to do it. And now on the road, where everything is going to be stacked against them, including Drake, in game number six. So, yeah, they're not out of it yet. So let's give the Bucks a chance to maybe prove themselves here.
Can you imagine, though, if somebody, one of the, honestly, in this situation, if Drake gets in one of those guys' faces?
I mean, like, he is trolling.
He's been going on the court like crazy.
Yeah, he is trolling Giannis. He likes to talk trash to Giannis, and it reminded me of Spike Lee, who used to engage with players courtside at Madison Square Garden. In fact, may still do it. Actually, but it was always such a big deal back when the Knicks were at least competitive. He definitely is trying to give his team a competitive advantage. I'm not sure they need it, but if it works to get under the opposing superstar's skin, then hey, as long as it works, he's probably not going to stop doing it.
I think he's going to do it. I think it's going to do it. It's going to be must-see TV.
Oh, really?
We'll see what happens.
He better not. I mean, the NBA would, I don't know if the NBA would kick him out necessarily, but the NBA would step in if he made contact with a player. One that he wasn't like hugging, you know, a member of the Raptors maybe that he exchanges a bro hug with or something. But if you touch an opposing player, that becomes a whole different issue.
Now, what if a player makes contact with him when he's on the court?
Well, it depends. Are they giving each other high fives? I mean, that's a different kind of thing. If it's an acrimonious type of physical contact, and he shouldn't have been on the court, then yeah, the NBA definitely will have a say. Adam, thank you so much. I don't think you should give up on the Bucks yet.
I won't.
Okay.
I love them.
Have a
I
good weekend.
You too.
Okay.
Have a good Memorial Day, guys.
Bye. We will be here, but it'll be a great Memorial Day, no doubt. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. So before we get to our boom moment of the week, I am a terrible host and probably not a great friend in this particular moment, because last night we're talking about the best and worst series finales on television history, and I didn't ask the guys. This was actually one of Chris's ideas. I didn't even ask you guys. I do value your opinions, but you're going to have to keep it short because we don't have much time, so go.
The worst is easily How I Met Your Mother. I invested so much time into that show. First show I ever binged, and it disappointed me like no other. Best.
Wait, you binged over how long a period of time?
A couple weeks over my freshman year of college.
Oh, no. He invested a whole few weeks in How I Met Your Mother.
That's a lot of episodes in a very short period of time. It was not something I was necessarily proud of. And my favorite is actually an animated show. It's Avatar: The Last Airbender. It's a fantastic show.
Oh, I've not heard of that one. I'll take your word for it. Avatar: The Last Bender?
The Last Airbender,
yeah. Airbender, okay.
I don't often agree with producer Chris, but...
Really?
How I Met Your Mother was absolutely atrocious.
Now, did you watch it when it was on TV, or did you binge it with your family?
I binged it. It was just, I want all that time of my life back. I can never ever get it back. Opposed to popular opinion, I actually liked the end of Seinfeld.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
How do you end that show? You can't. So.
I mean, I forgot and thought it was the envelope licking.
They brought all these characters back and everything else, and I'm fine with it.
Oh, all right, good. I'm glad it was memorable to you. You are the Seinfeld guru on the show, although that's what Chris is watching right now. That brings us to almost the end of the show, the penultimate moment on the show.
Come on, click, boom!
Here on After Hours, we end every show the same way.
Boom! I just laid down the A-law. Boom!
You know it. You love it. Now we're cranking it up a notch. After Hours presents the best highlights.
Foles running up and down the lines, a direct snap, and it goes to Clement, who gives it off to Burton, the tight end, who then throws in the end zone. Touchdown!
And the most sizzling reaction.
Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it. The greatest sports show in America.
Boom!
I'm very, excited. I'm always excited to be the state in Cleveland.
It's the boom moment of the week. Here's Amy Lawrence. Boom!
Here's the pitch by Irvin Almora. Swings. Hits one to deep left field. Boom. Way back. You can look up. Gone! A grand slam for Albert Almora. Junior Cubs lead 7-3.
The things you dream about, man, as kids. So that current call, all that went by so quick, and I wish I could enjoy it a little bit more, but something I'll never forget, 100%.
Well, that's awesome. Zach Zaidman with the call on the Cubs radio network. Albert Almora with a dream come true kind of a moment on an actual Major League Baseball stage. Yes, you dream about it when you're a kid, and then when it happens, you wonder. I always wonder, is it better than what you dreamed about? Usually it is. Usually the actual feeling, being able to come through in a moment like that, it's even better than what we can imagine. Thanks so much for tuning in. On that note, it's a holiday weekend. It's here. We will be here on Sunday night, and I can assure you, you'll hear a lot more laughter. Just because that's what we do. When I'm not allowed to hear it again.
Yeah, gosh.
That was Goofy, in case you were wondering if that was Andrew Luck. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to keep practicing. I am, and I'm going to join the Andrew Luck book club.
Yeah, gosh.
Bogus suggested it. That's a great idea. Why haven't I not joined the Andrew Luck book club before now? Have a great weekend. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.